I call this Wednesday, April 9th, 2025, Planning and Zoning Commission meeting to an order. I'm Chairman Richard Vineyard, and I'll be presiding over tonight's hearing. May I have a roll call, please?
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Crouch?
Here.
Green?
Here.
Linane?
Here.
Vineyard?
Here.
Williams is absent, and Forrestal?
Here.
Thank you.
Seeing as we have a quorum, we're going to be moving on to the previous meeting minutes. May I have a motion to approve the meeting minutes from the March 12th, 2025 Planning and Zoning Commission meeting?
So moved.
Second.
Are there any questions or amendments to the meeting minutes from anyone? Okay. Seeing as there are none, can I have a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Crouch?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
Okay, the minutes are approved. Before we move on, if any of you guys are here for the Christie property hearing, that will not be held tonight. That's a development off of Fox Road on the other side of town. That will be held at a later date. You will be notified. It will be posted for that meeting, so FYI. Moving on to the citizens' comments. Are there any citizens' comments tonight from the public regarding any topic not on tonight's agenda? Okay. Seeing that there are no comments from the public, we'll move on to the next agenda item. Public hearings. There are two public hearings scheduled for tonight's Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. The purpose of these hearings is to invite testimonies from members of the public regarding the proposed requests that are being considered before the commission tonight. Public testimony from persons present who wish to speak may be for or against the request or to ask question of the petitioner regarding the request being heard. Once all the public hearings on tonight's agenda are closed, the commission will deliberate on the vote and vote on their recommendation to the city council for each of the matters that was subject of tonight's hearing. Those persons wishing to testify are asked to speak clearly, one at a time, and state your name and who you represent. You are also asked to sign in at the podium. If you plan to speak during tonight's public hearing as a petitioner or as a member of the public, would you please stand, raise your right hand, and repeat after me. Aye. State your name. Do solemnly swear that the testimony I will present at this hearing is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you. You guys may be seated. All right, so before we begin, I got a little lengthy script going here. Before we begin, I'd like to review some of the rules to ensure orderly and productive hearing. When speaking, please make comments that are focused on the matter at hand. Avoid personal attacks, unrelated topics, or repeating points that have already been made. As chairman, I may limit repetitive remarks or to redirect speakers to stay on topic. Any member of the public who repeatedly disrupts or interrupts any of tonight's hearing may be asked to leave the chambers. We ask that audience members remain silent during tonight's hearings unless they are speaking at the podium. The court reporter must record tonight's testimony, and cooperation from the audience will make her job easier and the transcription of these hearings more accurate. The commission members may ask clarifying questions at any time, and the public may direct relevant questions to the petitioner either through myself or via direct cross-examination. Likewise, a petitioner may respond to public comments and ask clarifying questions of the public speakers. Once all the public comments have been heard, I will formally close the public comment period, after which the commission will deliberate and will vote. Thank you for your cooperation and participation with this. So the order of receiving testimony tonight will be the petitioner's presentation, followed by those who wish to speak in favor or in opposition of the request. So may I have a motion to open public hearing on petition numbers PZC 2024-03.
Sorry, that should be 2025.
2025-03, Ali Bokaris, on behalf of Quick Trip Corporation, requesting variances for monument signage, and PZC 2025-06, Michael Holzer, requesting a variance to the B3 zoning district for reduced front yard setbacks.
So moved. Second.
Roll call vote on the motion.
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Crouch?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
And Vineyard?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, so the first public hearing is PZC 2025-03, Ali Bokaris, on behalf of Quick Trip Corporation, Petitioner has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting sign variance approval to permit two monument signs to be erected, which exceeds the maximum sign area, maximum sign height, and maximum number of signs as stated in Section 10-6-6-B of the United Development Ordinance. The real property zoned B3 General Business District is located at the northeast corner of State Route 47 and State Route 71. Is the petitioner present and prepared to make your presentation?
Yes.
Please.
Just want to start out the evening by thanking everyone for allowing us to present to you, and I'll try to make this short, sweet, and straight to the point. You can move on to the next slide. So previously, in October 23, whenever we were going through the project, we had a couple of monument signs approved. At that time, we weren't going to do a third product at our development. Moving on to 2024, we decided to advertise our third product, which is E85, and we realized that we needed a bigger sign to do that. And with that, we requested a sign variance to enlarge our sign so we can show our third product at that site. The previously approved sign was, the height size was 7'10" with 54 square foot in area. At the time, the current sign did meet code, and both the enlargement of the sign was no longer needed. This is the proposed sign after our April 1st meeting. We understood that the brick base was more in line with what the city's wanting to see around new development. We agree with that. That's not something that we wanted to deter from. We also did not show landscaping around the monument sign, which is what we're doing now with this enlargement. The enlargement is not really a significant enlargement. So since we're doing a brick base, the height variance is actually no longer valid, but the sign area is. So we're technically the only size that's enlarging is the sign area by 13.7 square feet. This is a side-by-side of the monument sign that we're showing. Again, we'll have a brick base. It looks pretty identical, as you can see. The only difference is adding that third product on the newer sign that we are proposing. Just some local gas stations with their sign heights and area that is very similar to other gas stations. We're not asking for something that's out of the ordinary around the city of Yorkville. Just something that we see that will benefit our business and it will keep us with a competitive advantage as well.
Would you like your responses added into the hearing tonight?
So your standards, provided in your application?
Yes.
Okay. Is there anyone present who wishes to speak in favor or opposition of the request? Okay. Our next item is PZC 2025-06. Michael Holzer. Petitioner has filed an application with the United City of Yorkville, Kendall County, Illinois, requesting a bulk regulation variance to Section 10-3-9 of the Unified Development Ordinance, seeking to reduce a required minimum front yard setback from 50 feet to 42 feet for a parcel located at 904 South Bridge Street. The real property zoned B3 General Business District is located near the northeast corner of Illinois Route 47 and Illinois Route 126. Is the petitioner present?
Yes.
Ready to make your proposed request?
Hi, good evening. I'm Mike Holzer. I really don't have much of a presentation tonight. It's kind of simple. It's 904 South Bridge Street, and it's 50-foot current setback, and I want to go to 42 feet setback. It's kind of a challenging lot because it's like a third of an acre, so it's kind of challenging to get a building on there. I had Dave Schultz do my site plan, and he seemed to think that the 42-foot setback was the best option for sitting in the building, turn around for the cars, and pretty much what I've got.
Very good. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Is there anyone who wishes to speak in favor or opposition of this request? This will be your only time to do it. Nope. Would you like to have your responses added into the standards, added into your public record? All right, that'll be the conclusion of the public hearing. Since all testimony regarding this petition has been taken, may I have a motion to close the taking of testimony and this public hearing?
So moved.
Second.
All right, may I have a roll call vote on the motion, please?
Yes. Forrestal?
Yes.
Hyatt?
Yes.
Crouch?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
And Vineyard?
Yes. All right, the public hearing of tonight's meeting is now closed. Moving on to unfinished business. So there is no unfinished business, so we'll move on to new business. Staff, could you please present your memo summary on PZC 2025-03, Ali Bakaris, on behalf of Quick Trip Corporation, request for sign variances?
Ali did a great job explaining the changes. So if you recall, the original development for this parcel was called Graham Sea Store that the city approved. And at that time, they approved a monument sign a little over 20 feet in height for this location because it was consistent with the location southwest of it, of the Shell. That development didn't happen. So Quick Trip came in, assumed the property, kept the zoning, had to come in for a special use, and as part of their special use, they were granted approval of two signs at the 7-foot, 10-inch height. So we run into this a couple of times, and we tried to adjust our sign ordinance to address this. The state requires that gas stations have to advertise for all products that are offered, and so that's why they had to increase their sign size. So what the updated sign ordinance in the UDO did was it designated base level signs that have a base level material like the vinyl that was proposed in the original sign to have a smaller height so that it encourages a more attractive signage to have a larger height. So when they added that brick, that gave them that extra height, so the sign area, so they didn't have to seek a variance anymore for that sign area. But they still have to for the height. And as well as the number, even though the special use that they had allowed them to have two signs, they were in different locations. So we're just clarifying the location of these two signs. So staff is supportive of the request, as well as Ali mentioned that there were other signs in the area that all exceed this height. They're only asking for 8 feet, and most of the signs are between 10 and 25 feet.
Do any of the Planning and Zoning Commission members have anything? Any questions? Nope. No one? Awesome. Staff, could you please read the standards for each of the requested actions of the petitioner's response?
Sure. These are the standards that were requested to be entered into the record, so I'm going to read them into the record. These are standards for a variance. The first standard is please state the variance requested and the city ordinance, including the section numbers to be varied. The sign area from 32 square feet to 61.7 square feet. Sign height from 8 feet to 8 feet, 2 inches and a quarter. I mean, 3/4. And the number of signs, one every 800 feet to two signs.
Commissioners, do you guys agree? Or disagree?
Those are just facts.
Yeah.
Okay. So the first standard to be verified by the commissioner is please state how the particular surroundings, shape, or topographical conditions of the specific property involved, a particular hardship to the owner would result as distinguished from a mere inconvenience if the strict letter of regulations were carried out. Response: the variance is requested due to the need to show product for fuel offered and for visibility pricing for customers to make safe movements when deciding to shop with us.
Commissioners, we agree?
Yes.
Can I get verbal yeses?
Yes.
Thanks,
yes.
Guys.
Yeah. Yeah.
Please state how the conditions upon which the application for a variation is based are unique to the property for which the variation is sought and are not applicable generally to other property within the same zoning classification. Response: due to the frontage on both Illinois 47 and Illinois 71 being far apart, We are requesting two signs that will be 2 3/4 inch higher than code states and about 29.7 square feet larger in area. Due to the limited height of the sign, we would not be able to show our products we offer at our location.
Commissioners, you agree?
Yes.
We agree.
Please state how the alleged difficulty or hardship is caused by the title and has not been created by any person presently having an interest in the property. If the variance is not granted, not only will the product we offer not be seen, but also we would be put in a competitive disadvantage with other uses having larger signs for similar uses.
Commissioners, do we agree?
Yes.
We agree.
Please state how the granting of the variation will not be detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to other property or improvements in the neighborhood in which the property is located. Granting the variation will not be a detriment to the public welfare or injurious to other property or improvements in the neighborhood in which the property is located. The surrounding area all have similar height signage, and we are requesting even a smaller sign than other businesses located in the area. The granting of the variance will fit in with the surrounding area, and this will allow for customers to view our pricing and help with safe turning movements within our site.
Commissioners, do we agree?
Yes.
We agree.
Final standard. Please state how the proposed variation will not impair an adequate supply of light and air to adjacent property or substantially increase the congestion in the public streets or increase the danger to the public safety or substantially diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. Granting the variance will only help our customers view our pricing of products, will in turn help customers choose if they will stop with us, shop with us or not. This will allow for ease of traffic flow as customers will make up their mind and mitigate last minute turning maneuvers.
Commissioners, do we agree?
Yes.
We agree. Very good. May I have a motion to approve the findings of facts to approve the petition for PZC 2025-03, Ali Bukaris, on behalf of Quick Trip Corporation.
I'll make a motion.
Okay, very good.
Second.
All right.
So we need someone to read the motion?
I'll read it. Okay. I'll read it for us. In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on April 9th, 2025, and approval of the findings of facts, Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council for a request for a variance to Section 10-6-6-B, period 2, of the Unified Development Ordinance, increasing the maximum sign area from 48 square feet to 62 square feet, and increasing the maximum number of signs on the property from 1 per 800 linear foot of frontage to 2 signs per 800 foot of linear feet of frontage. We have a roll call motion on the vote.
Yes. Hyatt?
Yes.
Crouch?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
And Forrestal?
Yes.
All right, the motion is approved. Would you like to present your memo summary on PZC 2024-06? Mike Holzer, request for variance, please.
Yes. Michael Holzer is requesting a variance to Section 10.3.9 bulk and dimensional standards in the UDO to reduce the required minimum front yard setback in the B3 district from 50 feet to 42 feet for the purpose of constructing an office building for his nonprofit. Table 10312B in the UDO states that this kind of use would be a professional service / office use, which is permitted in the B3 district. The petitioner proposes constructing a 2,100 square foot office building, as seen in his site plan, with an existing access point off of Illinois Route 47, and the petitioner is still complying with the 20-foot minimum parking lot setback from the property line as required when adjacent to an arterial roadway such as Illinois Route 47. As the petitioner mentioned, his lot is around 0.3 acres, and due to the lot's unique configuration and smaller lot size of approximately 12,800 square feet, he's working with a limited amount of space to position the office building while adhering to all the required setbacks. He is meeting the minimum side and rear yard setback and the required number of parking stalls. Some of the B3 General Business District properties surrounding the petitioner's site have similar or less established front yard setbacks as well. And so positioning the proposed 2,100 square foot office building and adhering to all the setbacks is why we support the petitioner's request for a variance. The 2016 comprehensive plan designates this property as institutional, and the petitioner's nonprofit organization, the Brenda Holzer Memorial Foundation, which supports children with disabilities through improved accessibility, advocacy, and assistance, is consistent with the institutional land use designation, which is intended for public and quasi-public uses, and the nonprofit's mission of providing public benefit services aligns with the community-oriented purpose of this designation. This, what I'm going to say, is not in the memo, but that it pertains to the variance request. So per section 10.8.9b1 of the UDO, certain variances can be granted solely by the Planning and Zoning Commission if the variance occurs under certain circumstances. So the UDO specifically states authorized variances, one, to permit any yard or setback less than the yard or setback required by the zoning district by no more than 25%. The requested front yard setback is less than 25%. The setback, 25%, the setback is about 16%. Therefore, the authorized variance allows for you all, the Planning and Zoning Commission, to have the final approval of this request. That is all.
Very good. Do any of the Planning and Zoning Commission members have any question for petitioner or staff?
No.
Nope. Staff, could you please read the standards for each of the requested action items of the petitioner?
Please state the variance requested in the city ordinance, including the section numbers to be varied. Section 10.3.9 of the UDO, 42-foot variance to the front setback line. Please state how the particular surrounding shape or topographical conditions of the specific property involved a particular hardship to the owner would result as distinguished from a mere convenience if the strict letter of regulations was carried out. Lot is approximately 12,000 square feet without variance to setback. Property is unbuiltable. Please state how the conditions
of the
pump.
Sorry.
Go ahead. Wait. Commissioners, do you guys agree?
Yes.
Okay. All right, we agree.
Okay. Please state how the conditions upon which the application for a variation is based are unique to the property for which the variation is sought and are not applicable generally to other property within the same zoning classification. Both adjacent property owners have different setbacks, 23 to the north and 50 to the south.
Commissioners, do you guys agree?
Yes.
Yes, we agree.
Please state how the alleged difficulty or hardship is caused by this title and has not been created by any person presently having an interest in the property. Lot is not large enough to construct a building without the setback variance.
Commissioners, do we agree?
Yes.
We agree.
Please state how the granting of the variation will not be detrimental to the public welfare or injurious to other property owners or improvements in the neighborhood in which the property is located. The neighboring property setbacks range from between 50 feet and 23 feet. My proposed building will be at 40 feet.
Commissioners, do we agree?
Yes.
We agree.
Please state how the proposed variation will not impair an adequate supply of light and air to adjacent property or substantially increase the congestion in the public streets or increase the danger to the public safety or substantially diminish or impair property values within the neighborhood. My proposed building size is similar in size to the existing properties and will not impede air flow or sunlight. The building will have low traffic volume with no danger to public safety, and construction will increase value of neighboring properties.
Commissioners, do we agree?
Yes.
We agree. Very good. May I have a motion to approve the findings of facts and approve the petition for PZC 20 25-06, Mike Holzer.
Second.
All right. In consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on April 9, 2025, and approval of the findings of facts, the Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval to the City Council for a request for bulk regulation variance to section 10-3-9. Bulk.
Do we want to tweak that motion to say that we're not recommending approval to the City Council? Correct.
Oh, yeah, we make the decision.
Correct.
All right.
So we apologize for.
No, don't worry about it.
Not noting that. Right. So you're voting to finally either approve or deny the request. Okay. So not a recommendation.
So in consideration of testimony presented during a public hearing on April 9, 2025, and approval of the findings of facts, the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Recommend.
I'm lost here.
So you just say. Recommends approval.
Oh, sorry. The Planning and Zoning Commission recommends approval for the request of a bulk regulation variance to section 10-3-9. Bulk and dimensional standards of the Unified Development Ordinance, reducing the required minimum front yard setback in the B3 General Business District from 50 feet to 42 feet. Can I have a roll call vote on the motion?
Yes. Crouch?
Yes.
Green?
Yes.
Linane?
Yes.
Vineyard?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
And Hyatt?
Yes.
All right. The motion is approved. Good luck with your business. Is there any additional business you would like to update us on?
Yes, there are two items under City Council action updates. The Drew Daniels Loftus, which is the rezoning, as well as the 1115 LLC, which is the Fox Haven development, were both approved at last night's City Council meeting.
Very good. Seeing as there's nothing further on tonight's agenda, may I have a motion to adjourn?
Second.
All those in favor say yes.
Yes.
Meeting is adjourned at 7:27.